But the reason that we're doing this is, first of all, because we do need, I think, to ensure that we are together as one society. We are one nation. We are working
speaking
to ensure
with one
that
voice.
There will be different views within that nation. Of course there will be different views.
Indeed.
And nobody is suggesting that different views cannot be expressed. But one of the reasons for looking at this issue of extremism is the path down which it can lead people. And what we can see often is that this extremist preaching, this message of hatred, this message of intolerance can actually lead down a path of radicalisation.
What I'm trying to get you to define is at what point it strays into that area, at what point it doesn't become just a disagreement with you or me or the bloke next door or the woman next door. It becomes something that should worry us to the extent that it should be banned. That's what I'm trying to get at. At what point does it qualify for being banned?
And obviously, when we introduce the legislation which has these banning orders, one of the tasks in that legislation will be to ensure that we have the definitions properly so that they can... Well, we have a definition of extremism, which we have in our extremism strategy.
But you seem to be saying you'll know it when you see it, which is a bit unsatisfactory.
I'm not saying we know it when we see it, John. The whole process of introducing legislation in this country is that actually you start off with the principle of what we want to do, which is to ensure that we can promote British values, the values that unite us as a society.
Isn't it? Promoting British values. You can't have legislation to promote British values, can you? A law that says these are our values and if you don't agree with them, then, well, what? You go to jail? I mean, how do you promote British values in a legalistic sense?
I suspect that there are many people listening to this programme who feel that actually we haven't, as a society in the past, been positive enough about the values that unite us as a society.
But what does that mean? Forgive me for using the phrase again, but that's a bit woolly, isn't it? Positive enough. I mean, I could run out into the street now and you couldn't say, look, these are the values we all stand for. Wonderful, wonderful. Somebody else would come along and say, rubbish, I believe in something different. Now, at what point, what I'm really... puzzled by is how you get to define the line. You draw the line at which you've crossed over that line and it's unacceptable, legally unacceptable.